now, you are tuned into the Dope Dope Podcast. You gotta hear this.
What up? What up? What up? What up? What up, good people? What up with y'all? What up, what up, what up with y'all, man? What up? It's Monday. We back at it. What up?
What up? What up?
What up with you?
Chilling. I don't know how long I'm going to be on, but I was like, me since I was sitting here.
That's what's up. Waiting on the people to get on. What up with y'all? What up with everybody rocking with us right now? What up? What up with y'all? I'm getting some feedback on your end, T.
Hey, it's always on my end.
It is.
Let me
mute
and make sure.
All right. Nah, see, yeah, that's you. What up with everybody on the live already? What up with y'all? We waiting on the people to get off. What up? Lady Gemini Plays Kitchen. Mrs. Ish DJ. What up with everybody on the live, man? We great to get going here, man. Dope Dope Podcast. We waiting on Hoodie and I guess, you know what I'm saying? Let me share this. It's great weather today in the city.
Awesome.
Great weather. I'm like, I might have cut my hair on in the house.
I ain't doing all that.
Yeah, for real. What up with y'all? We're going to get started here in a minute, man. It's, you know what I'm saying? It's time. You know, it's 8 o'clock. 8:05. What up with y'all on this good Monday, man? What's up? Everybody got good weather today? Or is it just us? I know it ain't just us.
Where your pizza at?
That's what I'm saying. Shout out black Big folks. Boy Business. What up? Yeah, black folks for sure. What up with the black people? What up with the black people, man? Be on time. Who else we got here? What up? What up? What up? What's going on with y'all? Big Boy Business. Who else we got? Shit, we might need you.
Oh man.
Hold on. Let me make sure I ain't miss no messages. No. Yeah. Hoodie ain't gonna be on here, T. We gonna need you.
Yeah. It might be a short show.
Hey, if you gotta, you know what I'm saying? Run off. That's cool. But nah. Hoodie had a family emergency, man. That's crazy. Prayers up for Hoodie and his family, y'all. For sure. All right. Well, you know what I'm saying? Where I guess that we got to get Ben Burr. Shout out to Ben Burr. I guess we can talk about this 806 T. Let's talk about it. Let's kick off when we can kick off while we all heard T. Let's get going. I appreciate you, Rocky. We're ready to get started, man. Listen. That is how it go. We live. Welcome to the Dope Podcast, man. Your weekly discussions of all things music and pop culture, man. I'm your man, King Acklin, and in here tonight, man. Listen, we got T Marie in this thing, man. Shout out to T. What time? Oh. Yeah. Y'all rocking with the Dope Podcast. Yeah. Listen, man, Big Homie Hoodie usually on here with me, man. He had an issue this morning. Y'all keep Homie Hoodie, Big Homie Hoodie in y'all prayers, man. But we're going to keep it rocking, man. We're supposed to have somebody join us at some point today. But look, y'all know how it go. We're going to keep on rocking. We're going to kick this off and talk about some things. Listen, this is episode, keep me honest, but T, you don't know. This is episode 16. I'm just playing. This is episode 16 of season 3 of the Dope Podcast, man. We on here each and every Monday kicking it with the folks. Going through a few things, man. Let's get right to it, T, while we wait. Let's talk about, because I know you know about some things going on. The cap of the week. And the first thing I'm going to talk about, the cap of the week, is them young boys thinking it was sweet with Cam Newton. You see the video?
That hat had magical powers.
I think it was the hat.
It was the hat. Because it didn't move.
The hat didn't move. They said the feather didn't move.
How you get beat up by one man?
Hey, it looked like on the movies, you know, where everybody got to team up and figure out how they gonna jump the big dude. That's what it looked like.
How tall is Cam Newton?
I think he about 6'5", I believe. 252, something like that. He's 6'5", 6". He's a big dude.
That was light work. I saw where the guys, I guess, went on a podcast. I just saw a little bit of it on the Shade Room. I didn't really listen to it, but I guess they went on there to tell their side of the story.
See, I missed that. What was they talking about? Some stupid shit?
I guess they was explaining how the altercation happened. I didn't listen to it, so I was just like, whatever.
Yeah, damn. But yeah, it was crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? You try to help out the little kids. It was his little football camp, 7-on-7 or whatever, and then some bullshit like that.
Right.
But shout out to Cam, though.
They got their issue.
They got their issue. I wonder how they kicked out the camp, T. Is he going to let them come back?
I don't know. I guess that's still developing.
Yeah, still developing story, man. Listen, that shit is crazy. What up? Up with everybody, man. I see some people joining, man. Listen, man, let's keep it going. Let's keep it moving. T, you right, man. This might be a short one. Hey, man, listen, I wanted some people on here for this, but listen, we're going to talk about it. Listen, the 25-year anniversary of Juvenile's Back That Ass Up, T. Somebody said y'all been really backing that ass up for 25
years.
It's been going down. Yeah, 25 more. Listen.
That's what, man, listen, as long as these knees work, I'm going to drop it like that.
Listen, T, we was at WKU at the same, we stuck right together. So we know it's some serious business on the yard on campus in BG.
Right. Yeah, so that's a hood gospel.
That's a fact, man. They been good. Shout out to Juvie, man, for real. Juvie been doing his thing. I think he's touring now, right? And he had his tiny desk a few, like, last year. I hope it's coming to the city, man, because they know we love Juvenile Cash Money. So hopefully, man.
Juvenile always coming to the city.
We need it.
He was here at the last Soul Food Fest last year.
Yeah, he was. You're right. The Funk Fest.
If it wasn't last year, it was the year before.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it was last year. I know he said not some number of retweets, and he gonna have to put a stop here. So,
dude, you was just here.
It was just here. I know he coming back though, for sure. Shout out to Juve and back at ass up. Everybody really been throwing. Somebody said y'all they been throwing ass for 25 years.
25 That's
Oh,
why
shit.
a lot of the women in my generation need cats is gone now.
That's a fact. That's a fact. Just because of Cash Money and Juvie backing that ass up, everybody getting low and shit. What else we got, man? Jeezy, did you watch Jeezy's Tiny Desk performance? Speaking of Tiny Desk
I did not watch his yet, but I saw the people talking about how the crowd was crap.
Yeah, they said the crowd was crap. They said it was underwhelming. And I guess that's the whole reason, is because the crowd, they didn't. Juvie was hitting parts and wanting them to sing, and then they was late or they wasn't singing, and then he kind of was like laughing. He probably was feeling that because, you know, the artists, they feed off their energy. So the energy was real low, and I don't know what the problem is. I seen people post that, like, it was the wrong type of crowd, so they was too young, but they should still rock
with him and Tom Jesus.
I think so. So I don't know what was up with that, but I
don't think they really knew the Jeezy of old.
Yeah, I would still think some of them classics, even the young folks, would still rock with though. But
right.
I don't know. Or maybe he just didn't know the crowd. Maybe I don't know.
I guess he figured it was HBCU that was gonna be hype. Wrong.
They were gonna be hype. Wrong. Maybe so, because. And then I think it, like, he had a live band, but I feel like he needed a for real band if he was going to try to do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Ooh, Die Nasty Media. Who's Die Nasty Media? I know that's Hoodie. Let's see what they talking about. Let's see who we got. Who's repping Die Nasty? Nasty me. What's up, man? You good?
Nah, I got a lot of shit going on. I just want to tap in with y'all, man. Show my support. I see T on here today.
We appreciate you tapping in, man. We shoot some prayers up for you and the fam, man, for real.
Appreciate it, man. What's out of guests coming on?
The guest supposed to be on. We started today. We might this might be a slow one, my guy.
Well, I'm gonna try to get back in, man. I gotta go ahead and talk with the kids, bro.
Okay, bro.
Somebody great to ask
you.
Yeah. Prayers, man. Prayers.
Appreciate it, bro.
Yep. All right. What was we talking about? Jeezy? Yeah, I guess he picked the wrong crowd. Now. He should have did that in the A. I guess. I don't know, though.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess he figured it was HBCU that was going to be hype, but.
He should have had a for real band, like. I don't know. Maybe he shouldn't. Maybe he should have. I don't know. They wasn't hype or nothing.
Right. He should have had shit. If you gonna have a band, you should have had the HBCU band.
That's it. That's what he should have did it with.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It just didn't have the same vibe. Like, so then I watched that, and then I kind of watched a couple other ones. But I'm like, the other ones, they didn't really have a crowd of people either. So, and they were still a little bit better. So I don't know. I guess you got to play that out better.
Yeah. So it's supposed to be Fantasia, I think it's supposed to be next.
Oh, for real? Oh, Fantasia, she about to go crazy. She about to go crazy for real. Let's see. What else was going crazy over the weekend? I don't know if you seen Busta Rhymes. They said he was fighting at French Montana's having a release party.
I didn't see the did I watch that clip? I think I might have seen the still of it. I don't know if I really, but I was like, what is up with everybody fighting?
That's what I was trying to figure out at an album release party, and Busta Rhymes, they was moving and shoving some dude. He's a rapper too, but we don't know who he is.
Right. When I read the name, I was like, I don't even know who it is.
Yeah, that's a fact. Like, we don't know who that is.
Right.
Shout out to Busta in French Montana, but we don't know who that guy that they was in there fighting with. I don't even know what happened.
Right.
I don't even know if it's worthy reading about.
You keep up with the it consumed me all last weekend.
What's that?
This 50 part TikTok.
I seen people talking about it, but I didn't engage at all. Did you? You said it consumed you all weekend. I guess you did.
I watched all 50 clips.
What was up? I mean, since everybody was talking about it, fill us in, T. What was up with that?
This chick, she went on TikTok and was talking about. This guy that she married, got married during COVID, all within maybe a month. And He was a pathological liar. He literally lied about everything from his education to playing a ring of football to having hundreds of thousands of dollars in the bank. I mean, he just lied about everything.
What?
And it just was, it was good. Like, it definitely was, you know, something you would, like, I want a visual now. So, you know, they were talking about, you know, making it a movie, a Tubi movie or something. But she ended up getting, like, I think when she started, she might have had about, I don't know, maybe 300,000 followers. Like, now she got like 3 million.
Damn. You think it's just real?
Yeah, I definitely do. Because, okay. I mean, even some of his family members have even came out, ex-wife, because he was married before her. Ex-wife came out, stepson came out, and, you know, family members. She had one today. She had an update today where one of his older brothers reached out to her. And basically, he was diagnosed bipolar schizophrenic.
Yeah.
And, you know, because it, and just based on her telling the story, something had to be, because he literally was lying about everything.
Damn. So,
you got to have some type of mental condition to the way that he was lying. It just, it was crazy. But it consumed a lot of people last weekend.
Yeah, I seen everybody talking about they were so caught up and like they just couldn't wait for the next part and the next part. And I'm like, I ain't even tap in and see what was going on. But I seen them just like, I can't. They said, everybody was talking about it on social media. They said it was like a soap opera, for real.
It was. I mean, they got a Cliff Notes version. So if you don't want to watch y'all 50 clips, somebody had got a summary of everything that was going on. Okay. So I know that there's a Louisville version.
Now, come on, now.
It just started today. It's a guy. Matter of fact, he owns the Stay Ahead clothing store on 4th Street.
Okay.
He started his TikTok series. I think his is titled, Why Did I Stay? Hers was, Who the F Did I Marry? His is titled, Why Did I Stay? Or Why The F Did I Stay? Or something like that. My so God. He's telling his story.
My God. Now he great. Now he's great turning up with his documentary, right?
Because people been watching. I might tune into his. I caught a couple of the first couple of stories or chapters or whatever you want to call them.
Yeah, so that's what's up. But nah, I didn't. Yeah, I seen people talking about it, and I ain't tapping with it. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah,
hey, that is really crazy. What up? It look like our guest is on here. What's up?
Okay.
What's up, guest? Are you ready? Shekinah, hit the request button if you're ready. We can get busy. Hold on, let me see if I can add you. All right. Let's see if she can join.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
My apologies.
It's all good.
When it said 8 o'clock, I just was assuming my time. I'm like, okay.
I figured that you thinking like maybe, because you on Cali time, right?
Yeah,
you
in Cali. I apologize. My sincerest apologies.
It's all good. I figured it was something like that. I was like, did they tell all that? You know what I'm saying? We're on Eastern Standard Time.
No, when I see 8 o'clock, I was like, okay, cool. Like, you know, I got time. When I see the message, I was like, whoa, what time is it? It's only 5. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. No, this must be automatically. I was like, 3 hours. Okay. So,
yeah.
My apologies. Let's get this, you know.
Yeah. It's all good. Shekinah, welcome to the Dope Dope Podcast. What's up?
Thank you for having me.
Nice to have you. Yeah. Nice to have you on here for sure. We glad you could make it. We just on here talking a little bit about the TikTok drama over the weekend. Had everybody in So you familiar with the 50 part TikTok joint that was going on all over the weekend?
I heard about it, but I did not, you know, tune in because I'm not really into social media like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't tune in either. T was filling me in.
I did hear a little bit about it from my coworker, but not too much.
Yeah.
You ain't get into all that.
Let's get in. Let's get into it. Listen. Shekinah, I was ready. I was listening to several of your joints earlier today. So you rap. At first I was told you was a singer. Then I listened, pulled you up. I was like, she's spitting. So you sing, you rap, you do a little bit of everything. Tell the people about it.
I mean, all around, I'm an artist. I do it all.
Okay.
I grew up acting as well, dancing. So I'm just all around entertainer.
What's up. How did you get started, early age? What's up?
Yeah, I mean, let my mom tell it. I was singing before I could talk, just in the back, like just singing whatever words I was coming up with. But I mean, I did start making music. I recorded my first song at 16, and it was just, you know, I've always been a writer. That's where I started, actually.
Okay.
I was doing poetry before I ever got in the studio, but I recorded my first song at 16, and it's been magic since then.
Okay, so you do a little bit of everything. Like, what's your preference though? Singing, rapping, or you love them both equally?
I prefer to perform.
Just overall performing.
It's just whatever I do. I mean, I'm a writer first, so I feel like I can write anything, whatever genre it is. So performing is really just my favorite thing to do.
Got you. That's what's up. So I know you said you started earlier, you know, you were singing probably before you could walk and talk, but for real. But you know, what was your influences coming up?
I grew up listening to Sade, Erykah Badu, KRS-One, Big Daddy Kane. Like, that's just, you know.
All across the board.
Church background, but my parents let me into the world, you know, a little bit as well, so.
That's what's up. Did they sing? Did they have a musical background as well, your parents? Or did it just heavy music, church?
I mean, my granddad, I heard that he used to sing, but as far as I'm concerned, it's I'm the first one.
Oh, that's what's up. So talk about what you got going on. I see a the latest, and keep me honest here. Tell me the latest single. 24.
Yeah.
You spitting bars. I like it. I checked out the video.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about that joint. Is that what you pushing right now? Or?
Right now, that's what I'm, that seemed to get a little more traction. So I'm like, okay, cool. I'm like, if y'all like that one, we'll just push that one a little bit. That song, actually, to be honest, I haven't written a full song in probably, I want to say at least a year. So,
oh, yeah?
A full song. Yeah, I really just had this, like, I feel like, in all honesty, I feel like I had to, in order for me to write, I had to live. I had to experience. And I feel like I kept writing about the same experiences. And it just wasn't fulfilling me anymore. Like, the stuff I was starting to write, I'm like, yeah, this cool, but it's not giving me enough juice to want to finish. So I didn't complete the song in a year. That song, when I heard the beat, it was just like, I snapped right back in it. Like, I snapped back into reality, and that was just how I was coming. I dropped it. I'm like, look, this is what it is. So,
right, that's what's up. I like that joint too. So, and then before that, around the holidays, you did a Christmas joint.
Yeah, I did. I did a Christmas song.
Wishlist.
I wrote that, like I said, a year ago, actually.
So that was
a year ago.
And then Christmas last year. Just dropped it. This past Christmas.
It was supposed to be a part of a compilation, but I missed the due date due to me, like, just, you know, my recording session just conflicted with the time they needed to drop the song. That's all.
Right.
But so we decided to drop it as a single, but even dropping as a single, the dates, it just wasn't working out. So he told me to wait a year. We're going to drop it next Christmas. So that's why I just dropped that one.
But just
a little bit background about 2-4, because that song, that song is really like something to me for real. Like I recorded that song and shot the video at the same time.
Oh, okay.
Like with me being in the studio, mm-hmm. that was real footage. I was really recording the song.
I was going to ask you about that. Okay.
Yeah. So shout out to Lou Legacy Studio. Shout out Derek Fathead Productions.
Crazy. So how was it? Was that easy for you doing both at the same time? Like,
honestly, yeah and no. Only because I was practicing I had my lyrics because of me, like, you know, I'm a visual learner. So when I write stuff, as long as I can see it, I'm like, it's easy for me to retain.
Gotcha.
So I was practicing my lyrics on my way there. So I was recording all that just like off memory.
Oh, yes. That's dope, then. That's dope. I was great pulling up. Let me pull it up and play a little bit of it real quick. Let me get that cracking.
Yeah, Wishlist was cool too.
Wishlist.
The video was dope. That video was so dope.
I like the video. What else? What other joint did I bump to before we got on here? What was it? I Love You, Mary.
Love You, Mary. Yeah, that was my first video I did.
That was a bop. I was at her bopping right before the pod got going.
Thank you.
Yeah. So this is 24 or 24. Wow. What was you? 24 about hold on, y'all. Let me know what y'all think about this, man. Can y'all hear it?
Fucking dog. Don't you fool me? You thought that we never just fucking dog. Bitch, I'm a fucking boss. I walk up in these don't get what I want. Don't check the car. Check the car. Bitch, I'm a fucking boss. Bitch, I'm so wild that when I drop it, bitch, I shit don't pause. Take a hike. Said it's on site, but when you see me, you stop playing dice. Since you like that, you like that. Can't wait to save your life, so all you wanna do is fight. I mean, I can't deny it. I only really try it. I just accept the goal and got it. I'm lying, I'm lying. If I'm lying, I'm lying. Ain't no sense in me crying. Thank God I'm breathing. It's the reason I'm singing and writing. I be loving and fighting. All these demons inside me. If I told you what I did, it for sure gonna indict me.
Yeah. Yeah, 24, the kind of keys. Yeah,
yes, sir.
Run that up. Go check that out. That's on YouTube right now. Is it just out on YouTube?
Yeah, I
or streaming everywhere.
Not the song just yet. I'm push the video as much as I can right now.
Okay, so it's up and it's coming. It's coming soon. Streaming everywhere. Is it gonna
I have
be
another R&B song? Actually, gonna drop. I'm gonna wait on the 24 right now.
Okay, on the 2-4. I was just gonna ask you about that. So what else you got coming off the back of this 2-4? Cause that's a bop.
Thank you. I was supposed to drop a song on Valentine's Day, but I didn't get the cover art back in time. No shade. Shout out to Nick. Shout out to Nick. He going crazy on it. But right now, in the meantime, of me getting that situation. 2-4 is what I'm pushing, but I do have an R&B song coming out. It's more of like a reggae feel, actually. It's not even R&B. I'm just so used to saying R&B because I sing, but the beat itself is actually reggae. But you know,
so kind of we really don't know what is whatever you feeling when you write these joints, ain't it?
Yeah, you feel me? I'm a Gemini. You gonna get whatever with me.
That's what's up. I like it. So more to come, man. Keep us posted on that, cause yeah, we need more. We need more for sure. Let's get to some more of these questions for you though. So like, you know, you do a little bit of everything. You just a artist in general. So thinking about that, like, who are some of your favorite artists currently?
Right now, honestly, I'm blessed to have a lot of my friends in the same field as me. And honestly, okay. I really listen to them. So I can really list like a bunch of people that, shout out to Tess. I mean, shit, Sue, Tone, Mozzie, The Barbie, QK, Like, I really listen to my friends. That's not even just a an opportunity for me to shout them out. I really do listen to them. Journey,
that's what's up.
Y'all have my cousin on here, DeRay.
Who was that?
Role model, Ray-Bans. That's what she goes.
Okay. We posted her work. Yeah.
So you feel me? Like, that's like, I'm really, like I said, I'm blessed to really have people in my life that do the same things that I do, so I can feed off of, you know, Asante.
Catch the vibe.
But yeah.
So do you collab with them as well? Do you got a dream collab, or is it just like you just want to work with your peoples right now?
I don't have a dream collab. I have more so people that I would want a conversation from. If I don't ever get a feature from a lot of the artists I listen to, like Mary J, Keisha Cole, Monica, like, if I don't ever get a feature, a song, a conversation would be enough. Like, I just, you know, I just want to get game. I'm a student at life.
Yeah.
I really love to soak up whatever I can. So that's how I play it. I'm just, you know, I'm rocking and rolling. Who rock with me, I rock with it.
You said you're in California?
Yes, man.
What part?
Bay.
The Bay?
Richmond.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Are you from
there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Born and raised Richmond, Cali. So, all right. Top. Who's your top Cali artist or Bay Area artist of all times? Yeah, it ain't got to just be the Bay, but I'm pretty sure you're going to give me the Bay. Top artist of all time. Give it to us.
Top artist of all time. How many?
Yeah. I don't care. Give me three to five top artists. You got to at least give me three.
I'm just gonna give you who I'm listening to right now, cause I can't even try to give you a.
You can't do it. Y'all won't do it.
That's too wide.
It's a big list. It's a lot of artists. That's it's a lot of heat. It's a lot of heat in the Bay.
That's a lot of artists. Okay, we gonna narrow it down to the Bay, or like just we gonna narrow it down to the Bay.
Narrow it down to the Bay. Let's go.
All right, cool. Mozzie off rip. I mean, he claims sax, so that's not really the Bay, but I mean, we got ties.
Okay.
So, Mozzie. And this is who I listen to. That's not giving no discredit to nobody that's from the Bay. No Bay Area legends. Who I listen to.
You don't want them coming after you on this,
yeah? This is who I listen to. I'm not discrediting nobody. Shout out E-40, Two Show, everybody. Mac Dre, Jacka, everybody.
Disclaimers. Shooting you some bail right now. Let's go.
Put it out there. Mozzie in the Bay, the Barbie for real. Sue, Journey, and me.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So any other Bay artists, listen, don't come for her because she already put the disclaimer
don't
out.
Don't do it.
Right.
Yeah. Shagata said, listen, don't cover her right now. Mozzie and yeah.
And 40. She said what you said.
Hey, nah,
I said what I said.
You got respect that you stand on that. I like it. That's a solid group of people. Especially I rock with Mozzie too. So yeah, for sure. That's what's up. You're up and coming female artist. You know, there's a lot of the females is running shit right now. So I feel like that's carrying over still in 2024. So shout out to y'all. So more to come. But listen, let's put you on the spot again.
Okay.
Top three female artists right now.
Top three female artists right now. R&B. I'm feeling like Summer Walker. I would love to say her right now, but like I just feel like I have not listened to like anything new. I'm still rocking on the old, but I mean, okay, Kehlani, I rock with her because she her old stuff always gonna rock. Keisha Cole, oh my god, I love her, like for real. That's just who I grew up on, and her for sure.
Okay, that's what's up. That's a solid list, solid R&B list. What about the rappers?
Rappers. Hold on. Oh, I love J. Cole.
Okay.
Who else? I used to say Kendrick, but that was at a time when Kendrick was like putting out like, you know, swimming pools and like stuff like that. I liked his music then, so I'm gonna just
the older stuff.
Yeah, like when he put out Damn, I was just like, okay, you know, I don't know right now. I'm not really, this was not meant for me. That's just all.
Okay.
I don't think that this is, you know, this is no longer for my ear. Okay?
He's left the area. He's left the coast.
It's okay. He still does what he does. J. Cole, yeah. Drake, Nicki. Oh, I don't even know why I didn't say her first.
You can give us your female, your femcees.
Okay. Because, yeah. Hold on. I don't know how I forgot it. I didn't forget.
Yeah,
you know,
we was chopping it up. Let's go.
Nicki, off rip, Lauryn Hill.
Okay.
And Lexi Alajay, rest in peace to her. She's from Minnesota. I rock with Dreezy too. Dreezy cool, and Bia cool too.
I like that list.
You like Bia?
I mean, hold on. Am I saying? I think I'm getting their faces mixed up. I mean, Lakia.
Okay.
They faces. Yeah, Lakia. That's what I mean.
Shout out to everybody rocking with us on the live for sure. What's wrong with Bia, T? Why y'all like? I
no,
like
ain't
Bia.
Nothing wrong with Bia, but that's I just meant Lakia.
Okay, you meant Lakia. Got you. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I like, that's a solid list.
Doja Cat? Doja Cat name wasn't even mentioned. Who said Doja?
No. Somebody said Doja. Let's see that. Who said that? The cook guy. They said, did she just say? Nah, she didn't say that.
We didn't even say Doja Cat name.
But what's wrong with Doja Cat?
Yeah, what's wrong with Doja Cat?
What you mean? Anyway.
She kind of got a hard list. We already put her on the spot, man. So listen, she didn't say that about Doja Cat, and she didn't say nothing bad about nobody else in the back.
She didn't even mention Doja Cat's name. Anyways. Hey.
Yeah, that's a fact. But look, we got some topics on here, man. Speaking of Doja Cat, man, listen, what y'all think about Doja Cat? Y'all rocking with Doja Cat?
When Doja first came on the scene, I thought it was a joke. I was like, the Move song. I was like, oh yeah, seriously. I'm like, okay, cool. Another one bites the dust. So you got another one on the scene. You know, y'all just brought another one. Okay, cool. But then she actually started putting stuff out. I think it's like maybe a few of her songs. I felt like she was really like spitting. But
yeah,
I mean,
she was spitting on this last joint.
It's not meant for my ear gates. I'm not on that frequency.
Hey, I feel you. She what is it? The Scarlet joint? That's the last project. Like, yeah. That's a hard one. She went number one. She got, they said on one of these miscellaneous Billboard charts, she's like got the most number one in ones in the 2020s. One of these funny Billboard pop charts.
Yeah,
I just thought that was wild because I was like, I never even heard of this chart.
Yeah,
this Billboard pop, you know what I'm saying? It's weird.
Something else. I'm very spiritual, so I'm, you know, when I listen to music, mm-hmm. I have to be very mindful of what I listen to because, I can't just let anything. Like I said, I can't just let anything pass my ear gates. This is like
I've heard.
Music is very spiritual. This is not just a. You don't just play around. That's why I'm very intentional with what I say. Even though I may cuss or whatever, but I'm very intentional with the words that I'm saying and the messages that I put out. So the songs that I've listened to that have been like controversial, like coming from her,
mm-hmm.
I just feel like, you know, I'm able to listen to it from both perspectives. And I agree with both. I just feel like, you know, at one point, like, you know, he was very demonic. And at the same time, she really just living off. Like, you feel me? She's not really talking. She's talking to the media. She's not talking to anybody. Everybody keeps like wondering why she's like throwing shots or who she's throwing shots at. If you listen to the lyrics, she's throwing shots at like people like what you're doing, like people like, you know, interviewers or like podcasts, right?
Yeah.
She's talking to them. Like, she's not even really talking to nobody in particular, like a rapper. She's not throwing those shots at nobody.
Yeah, that's a good perspective, because I think a lot of people miss, like, she had an interview too, I think towards the end of the year, where she said exactly that, like whatever y'all think, I'm gonna say yeah, just because, like, I'm on, you know what I'm saying, I'm playing into that right now, I'm giving y'all what y'all talking about in the music. Like, she literally said that, so that's a good point. And I like that you said that, because we had a couple of, I was talking to a couple other people before, and they were kind of on the fence with, you know what I'm saying, consuming some of the things that she put out there. So they didn't really know how to take her. So I've heard that before. So yeah, I'm on the fence too a little bit. But I did like her last album. I thought she was really, really rapping on that too. So
shout out to Doja. Like a visual person, like videos.
Yeah.
I already have my idea of what the video gonna be when I listen to the song. But like I said, me being a visual person, just some of her content, I'd be like, yeah. I can't.
It's too much. It's too much.
Like, it's not for me.
Hey, speaking of spiritual, man, y'all rock with Erykah Badu. I think they said it was her birthday today. Who y'all still rocking with Erykah Badu out there?
I've never been an Erykah Badu fan, but
after what? What she do?
I don't know. No, they just said it was her birthday, man. You know, some people either love Erykah Badu or they don't, like T was saying, they don't really rock with her music. Like,
I mean, it's a couple songs that I jig with, but like, if she came to Louisville and did a show, I ain't gonna be like, oh my God, I'm gonna see Erykah Badu.
You ain't going to rock with Badu.
Now, what's up? Okay. If we gonna put it like that, would I pay to like see her? I would go if someone bought tickets.
If somebody got tickets.
They had, let's go see Erykah Badu. I'm like, okay, it's good.
Roll with me.
Yeah.
That type. Yeah.
Yeah.
You ain't swiping that card, though. You know what I'm saying?
It depends on the price. It depends on the price.
Oh, so y'all didn't see the video of her performing with Rhapsody then, huh?
I seen that.
That's what I was saying. Like, what happened? Like, I didn't, you know.
I like that video. Answer.
She had
I like that video.
She had them cheeks. She had her cheeks out.
The cheeks is out. She always got the cheeks out.
I mean, yeah. I'm like, she did the whole video naked.
But yeah. Well, what was crazy was people were shocked that she had ass. And I'm like, where y'all been at? Erykah has always had ass.
Where they been at? That's what they talking about in the comments. They I don't know where they been at. They said she got hits though. Wild flavor. Yeah, she been at it. She been cheeked up.
Right. Y'all know what Cameron said. He said he wants no parts.
Yeah, he's scared. He's scared. He don't want the, you know what I'm saying? He don't want that. He don't want that like everybody else got.
Oh my God.
Hey, man, listen, man. We rocking with it on the Dope Dope Podcast, man. And like we do each and every Monday, man. We got our guest, man, Shekinah Keys on her. So Shekinah Keys, man. Shout out to Shekinah. Where did the name, I'm assuming that's your name, but where did the keys part comes in? School me on that. Is that a part of your name too? Or
yeah, that's really my last name.
That's really your last name?
Yes.
That's what's up. Yes. That's a good real name and stage name. I like it. For sure. It sounds like a star name to me.
Yeah. It comes from the Bible. It means the presence of God's light shining forth.
Oh, I like it. Yeah, I didn't know that, so I like it. I like that for sure. What they talking about in the comments? Cameron might need that. He can have a revival of his career. Nah, he ain't gonna get no revival messing with Erykah Badu at all. No, sir. That is not gonna happen. Listen, Shekinah, when can we expect more of this good music?
Soon. I got things in the work right now. I got a couple shows coming up. I have another interview coming up. Videos need to be shot.
Yeah.
So
the what's the title of the R&B joint that's coming out next?
Sick.
Sick. Okay. Sick. And the artwork held that up. We need that ASAP.
It's coming. It's coming real soon. The song is really just to just break down the cover art before, like, you know, before y'all see it. It's really just like really a rebirth. Really just me like shedding some old skin. And although it may sound like a sad song, if you really, you know, dig a little deeper, it's really not. I'm just those, you know, like happy tears.
Yeah.
Think of that. It's really just me, like, you know, just sick of this, sick of that. But we gonna step into this new, and we ain't even gonna worry about what we sick of, cause we healthy. We healthy now. We not sick.
We pushing forward. That's what's up. That's what's up. So I'm assuming this is part of a bigger project, EP, actual full album.
Yeah.
Okay. 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 That's what's up. Will this be your first really full album or?
No, it wouldn't be. I put out a project a while ago, but due to some miscommunication, we could say that. Miscommunication and mismanagement.
Music industry bullshit.
Yeah. That project was no longer allowed to be out anymore. So this will be my first. I think that's, you know, and believe, and as I'm putting it together right now in this moment, I think that that's what prolonged me putting out a project. Is, I guess the weight of like me feeling like, you know, I already had one. But yeah. No, we can't, I can't keep dwelling on that. And that's in the moment right now, so forgive me. But yeah, I do have a project. I do have a project coming. I have a name for it. It's called Mona Lisa, and I don't know when it's coming, but it's coming. I'm not really good with due dates. So
okay,
yeah.
So you said we can't confine you to the day. Go ahead, T.
No, so you said you ain't really into social media too much, but what social media can people find you outside? I think you said YouTube, but. Like, are you on IG, TikTok?
IG on Twitter. I'm getting TikTok together. TikTok makes me feel old, and I'm nowhere near old. I don't know how to do nothing but watch them.
Okay.
To even put one together is so confusing to me. I feel very old.
TikTok is fun. It's easier to go viral on TikTok than, like, Instagram.
That's what I feel like. But I was like, you know, I'm just going to have to one day just set aside some time and figure out how to work that app.
Yeah,
because I don't even know how to do that.
You got to slow walk into it, but you got to utilize that. You know what I'm saying? Especially with this new, you know what I'm saying, this new dope music. You need to get that across all those platforms.
For sure.
Yeah, for sure. Sure. All right. What I was about to say, what else? But you just told us what else is going on. So listen, what was that?
That's all the questions you have for me.
Yeah, like what I mean, speaking of let's see. Speaking of artists, I was gonna see if you was gonna stay tapped in with us, man. We got a couple of these topics to go through. That's what's up. We appreciate you rocking with us. So Shekinah, listen, Cardi B, man, fans are speculating that Cardi B's about to do a full album rollout. They got fans are doing missing Cardi B post on Twitter, man. Y'all think Cardi B's finally gonna give us new music or what?
I know which Cardi told her drop the album and quit playing.
Who did?
Her husband.
Oh, y'all think it's coming, man. It's been about 6 years.
You don't like Cardi B?
You don't like Cardi B?
Let's be clear, though. Yeah. I was familiar. I knew Cardi before she was doing any of this. I knew she would be with her when she was a stripper. I was following her when she was just dancing.
Oh, yeah?
I remember where I was when I seen the trailer for her to be on Living Hip Hop. So, like, I respect the hustle more than the music. It's songs that I like, but no.
Nah. That ain't it.
I
respect the hustle.
I think she's nervous that she's not gonna live up to what her first album did.
Yeah, like you can't keep how long are you gonna be Cardi B? Like how long do you know you gonna withstand that, you know, that momentum?
Yeah, you know? I like Cardi B, but I'm with y'all. Like that album was like 6 years ago, if I'm not mistaken. Like you can't live off that forever.
But she gave some fire features though.
She done gave some dope features, but she got to stand on her own project. Yeah, she got to have another project.
You got to drop your own thing. You're going to have to tour. You're going to have to, you feel, you can't tour off features.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know what y'all think, man. Tapped in with us, man. The Cardi B, you know what I'm saying? Y'all think it's going to drop? She need to drop it. They had mentioned that something's supposed to drop first quarter, but look, we pushing through 2024. First quarter's up. We got to, you know what I'm saying, next month. That's the end of the quarter. What's she going to do? Yeah. So,
it is.
I don't know, man. More to come, man. It might be a rollout. It might be a pump fake. I rock with Cardi B. I like her music. I think she just need to put it up. Like, you can't stand on that one album forever. She kind of like you were saying, she can't stand on that one album forever. She really got it.
Well, Lauryn Hill did.
That's different, though. That's different. I think you.
That's not comparing Cardi B to Lauryn Hill.
I'm just saying, in terms of standing on one album, because Lauryn should have gave us more than one album too.
That's a fact. That is a fact.
But that's timeless.
That was an injustice to hip hop
and R&B. That's the culture all above, right?
We're not gonna bring up Lauryn Hill when we talk about Cardi B. No,
I'm just saying, if we say I'm standing on one album.
I get you though.
What they said in the comment, Lauryn also had several hits with the Fives before. So okay, with the Fugees, So that's what I was about to say. Like, who the Fives? But he meant the shout out to Amore. He meant the Fugees. That is a little bit different. But do y'all think that, like, as classic and as much of a legend that Lauryn is, do y'all think she could have even been bigger if she put out another solo album?
Yeah, like I said, she did an injustice to hip hop and R&B by not putting out a second one.
So was that because they said that she didn't write all them songs and people sued her and said that, you know, she copyrighted it? What y'all think? It's an honest question. Is that why she didn't give us a lot of new music after that?
I mean, it could be. It couldn't be. Either.
Yeah.
I feel like, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. And I don't know. They said she didn't write those songs or produce them. And my thing to that is, I don't care if she didn't write them or produce them songs. Them songs was hits. That was some more.
What was Whitney Houston doing?
Yeah, somebody else was writing them songs.
Like, she was with the voice. So who gonna deliver it like Lauryn Hill?
That's a fact. That's a fact.
It don't matter who wrote it. especially me being a writer, I didn't write any of the songs for other people. I didn't have plenty of placements. So whoever wrote it don't matter. It's the dude gonna deliver.
Who gonna deliver that joint? Who?
You feel me?
I feel you. So you speaking of Whitney, who's the GOAT R&B singer in your opinion? Who's your biggest influence in R&B? I know you gave us some good names, your favorite, but of all time, like you mentioned Whitney, like who's the GOAT R&B singer? We're talking about Lauryn. You mentioned Whitney.
As far as like voice Whitney.
It's definitely Whitney.
Oh yeah, I like that answer.
Voice
Mariah, but definitely
that's a fact.
Whitney's definitely the GOAT.
That's Beyonce? A fact, man.
Beyonce? Question mark.
Are you asking us?
Question mark. Yeah.
Oh, Beyonce is in that conversation. Beyonce. Yeah. She can sing and in the whole pack. She the total package in that. Sure. Sing, entertain, all that. For sure. Yeah.
But if we're just talking voice only, definitely Whitney. If you're talking about voice overall entertainer, definitely Beyonce.
Definitely Beyonce.
Yeah, definitely. For sure. Without a doubt. Without a doubt. And I think it's weird for people to say otherwise. Like, she don't got to be your favorite. But I still see that fake narrative where people are trying to act like Beyonce can't sing for real. And I feel like if you just don't like her, you just don't like her, just say you don't like her. You don't got to lie.
Literally. Like, I'll be honest. Like, I don't have a lot of Beyonce in my playlist, but I'm not finna take away from nothing that lady does as far as her career. Work ethic?
Man.
That lady is insane. She is not human. She is different for real. That don't mean that I gotta listen to a song by her to recognize what she do.
That's
like,
a fact. That's a fact. They said in the comments, let's see, they said the difference between L Boogie and Whitney is that Lauryn alienated those writers. making it, what they said, making people look at the ground when they came in the room with her and all this other crazy shit.
Yeah.
Versus Whitney Houston. I mean, it was a lot of bullshit that I heard that went on with that. So that's probably part of the issue with her not doing a whole nother album, right? Like, I think she alienated all the people around in her team and all those writers and producers. So unfortunate for the people like us that would have loved to hear another project. Shekinah, this is a good question. And I be meaning to ask people this. What do you like better, writing the record or performing it?
That's a good question. Wow. Especially me being a writer first. That's a question there. Huh. I'm going to go with performing first, though. Wow, that's good. Because you know what? I'm going to go with performing only because even with writing, it'd be hard because, like, I'm really digging up. Like, you know, I'm really triggering myself a lot. So, writing it, I mean, but then again, I guess performing it would be me triggering myself even more because I'm having to relive it. Because it's certain songs I don't perform because I just don't want to, I don't like to go back to that place. So that's tricky. But I'm going to just say performing because I really just love to perform.
Okay. That's what's up. That's a good answer. I've heard that question before to some other folks. So I was like, that's a good question. I need to ask people that.
Yeah, especially with, like, you know, writing and how long, like I just said, it took me a year to write a full song. So writing is fickle to me. Like it could take me right now. The song that I'm currently writing is taking me a little over a month to even get to where I'm at with the song. So my writing process has changed, but I'm just taking more patience with myself. So writing, I can't even say that's my favorite part because it takes too long.
Yeah.
It varies. I can write a song in 5 minutes. It might take me 5 hours, 5 days.
Shout out to Van Watts for tapping in on the last. So it's quality versus over quantity for you. I like it. For sure. Take your time with it. I like it.
Definitely. And the quality, like you said, the quality of the music that I'm putting out, I definitely got, like, hits for real.
I ain't mad at that. Yeah, take your time with it. Like, what you need to rush it for?
Exactly.
Yeah, the music gonna speak for itself when it comes out, and that's the one thing I think people forget. Like, they just put the music out. Like, you do got to take your time, but at some point you do got to drop that product
for sure.
So
definitely. You go hand in hand.
Yeah. You got to figure out that good balance. Definitely. Let's see what else I got on here as some topics. I think we kind of ran through those topics. Only other thing I had on here, too, is like culture topics. I seen a debate on Twitter. Y'all might not be rocking with either one of these joints, but I thought it was funny. They had a debate on Twitter, which was the better song, Joe Budden's Pump It Up or Ja Rule's Living It Up?
Yeah.
Ja. I thought that was such a stupid debate. They said it was the it up debate. Like, yeah.
You said that.
And Ja Rule's Living It Up. I think it was Ja Rule's Living It Up too. I think Pump It Up might have been bigger, but the Living It Up joint was better. Wasn't Bobby Brown on that?
That was Thug Lovin'.
That was Thug Lovin'. Yeah, better. So what you think?
We're gonna put some respect on Ja Rule's name because he ran them early 2000s.
That's a fact. They always try and play Ja. They said it's the worst Ja single to me.
It ain't one of my favorites, but it's better than Pump It Up or whatever.
They was on Ja's line for singing, but they wanted to do everything like him.
That's a fact. Yeah. That's a fact.
Why is he? Oh, you such a thug. Why are you singing? Then here comes. Oh, flex. Okay.
Yeah, 50 did do that whole, he stole his whole shit.
Come on, baby. And I love 50. Hold on, shout out 50, because give me a show.
Shout out to 50 for real. Hey, shout out to Amore right there. That's it, Thug Loving with Bobby Brown was fire. That's a fact. Yeah.
I'm saying, don't be surprised if you see me on my own spinoff and I'm on a show with 50. Don't
yeah, because you said you do that, you act too, right? So, yeah. Hey, get on. I ain't mad at you. We're gonna see. I'm like, hey, wait a minute. Yeah, we interviewed her. She was on the pod.
Yeah.
Yeah, you in school with Tariq now. You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying, I need my own.
Need my own. Okay. You need your own show.
Yeah. Rising star. Let's make it realistic.
Yeah. Let's speak it into existence. Make it happen, man. Somebody tap in right
Let's
now.
For real.
For sure. Listen, I think that's about it. That's the only topics I had, man. The only other thing I had before we go to it, I lied. And you hit on this too. I think somebody hit on this, like it's question of the day. My question of the day before we get out of here is I wanted to know why people still acting weird in 2024. Why is people just still weird in 2024, man? What's up with that?
The same way I can say, you feel me?
Yeah.
In a good way, in me, it's not on me. It be in them.
It's just in them to be weird. It's a lot of weird shit.
Cut from different cloth. But the thing is, I'm cut from stone. Like, they cut from different cloth. It's different. They just, I don't know.
People.
People just have a role in life. Haters are meant to do what they meant to do. Weird people are meant to just be weird. Like, they're supposed to. That's their job.
It's I don't know why I expect even think more. It's never ending weirdness for sure. Shout out to that other platform for trying to steal our clip, man. Didn't even show us no love last week. They tried to run off with our clip and our question, but nah. Shout out to us for tapping in on that post. Making Great. Sure they added us. Yeah. Okay. People's weird in general, y'all. But that's what's up. Listen, before we slide out of here, we really, really appreciate you rocking with us. It's all good on the time difference. I knew it was something with the time difference.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, nah, it's all good. We're going to have you back, Shekinah. So we appreciate you rocking with us. Before you get out of here, plug everything you got going on. Where can the people find you? Where can they tap in with you at?
Right now I'm on Instagram and Twitter, Shekinah Keys. I'm gonna also plug me and my brother's promo page. It's Rap House Media, 2 P's on the rap. We are promoting upcoming artists like myself. So feel free to send in your videos, clips, whatever you got going on, flyers for your shows. We're promoting anything you got going on. And you feel me? Tap in while it's free.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Tap in while it's free, because them numbers is gonna go up. That's for
sure.
I like it.
Yeah, I also have my clothing line that I'm working on. So that's
okay. Coming soon.
Coming soon. And, I don't do dates.
Okay, that's right.
Time. I live.
Yeah, so kind of keep make sure y'all tap in with that 2-4 on YouTube for now.
Yes,
run them numbers up, run them streams up.
Yes, sir. We got Sick coming soon.
That's what's up. That's going to be a banger. I predicted that's going to be a banger for you. Another banger. That's for sure. We appreciate you rocking us. T, what you got going on? Wing competition. What's up?
Yeah, well, it's closer to the summer. Right now, I got the Tiny Tycoons and Mini Mogul Kids Vendor Fair next Saturday.
Okay,
so make sure the city needs to come out and support these baby bosses. Spend some money. And
tap in with the kids for sure. That's what's up. I got, me and the family, All Things Apply podcast. Make sure y'all tap in with us. We got a new episode coming up soon. And then of course, yo, make sure you tap in with the Dope podcast each and every Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, man. Spend the block on us. Come back. We probably have another guest. If not, we still be on here kicking shit as usual. Shout out to this week's guest, Ms. Shekinah Keys, man, coming in, stopping in from all the way from Richmond, from the Bay.
Yes,
tapping
sir.
In, giving us that Cali love. Yes, what's up? We appreciate it. Make sure when you got your new work coming out, make sure you holler at us and let us know. All right.
Definitely.
For sure, for sure. We appreciate you. We appreciate everybody on the pod right now, man. We out of here.
Thank you, everybody, for coming out.
Yeah. Peace, man. Yep. Later. Thank you.